And if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his father.
Okay.
Resembles his father.
Resembles. What about if they act the same? You know, have the same mannerisms and so on?
He acts like his daddy.
Okay. And if a mother's looked after three children until they're grown up, you might say she's
a grandmother. I don't know.
What would you use there? Reared, maybe?
She's reared. Yeah, I've heard that used, but I wouldn't say it. I'd just say, you know.
She raised three children. You would use raised.
Yeah, if I was.
Okay. And if a kid's been real bad, you might say, you better watch out or you're going to get a
whipping.
Okay. Whipping you would use?
Spanking.
Spanking. Okay. If one of the kids has grown a lot in the last year, you might say, yeah, or is 5 inches taller, you might say that he sure, what?
He sure has grown or he sure has gotten taller.
Okay. So last year he
grew.
Okay. And if an illegitimate child, what are some of the names for that?
Adopted.
Okay. But if it's
just an illegitimate child, no.
Illegitimate child. Bastard, would you ever use?
I wouldn't use it.
You
wouldn't
use it.
You know.
Okay. Okay. Then your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
Okay. And somebody who brings bad luck, what would you call that? Jinx?
Jinx, yeah.
Jinx? Okay. Then some names. Common name for a girl beginning with M.
Mary.
Okay. And nickname for a little boy if his name is William.
Billy.
Okay. And they're in Charleston, there are two rivers. There's the Ashley River, you know, you go over that bridge, and then the next bridge is the what?
Cooper River Bridge, yeah.
Okay. If you were talking to a married woman, and that was her last name, you'd call her?
Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And let me see. What relation, this is a funny one, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. A preacher that's not very well trained and doesn't have a regular place where he preaches, you know, and maybe isn't very good, and when he moves around a lot. What do you have a name for that? You know what I mean?
Assistant minister, youth director.
Okay. What about if you have maybe a plumber or a carpenter who just sort of does it on the side, he's not very good?
An apprentice?
Okay. You ever hear jackleg for that? Jackleg carpenter, jackleg preacher, or anything like that? No? Okay. The commander of the Confederate Army.
I don't know that. Robert E. Lee?
Okay. His title was, what was his title?
General Lee?
Yeah. Okay. The man in charge of a ship, that's it.
Captain.
Okay. You ever hear that used in other ways?
Captain?
Yeah.
Like Captain Kangaroo.
Have you ever heard...
And captains in the Navy.
Okay.
Well, that's captain of a ship.
What about if somebody, if, you know, just a laborer working for somebody else, usually, it's often with black men and white men. You ever hear them call them captain?
No.
No? Never? Okay.
I hadn't been around that many, though. This has been working.
Okay.
You know, for like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. The man who presides over the county court.
Judge.
Okay. And somebody who goes to a college to study. Call that a...
College graduate.
Okay. But if he's not great...
Student.
Okay. Okay, I don't know if we've got time to get into get into anything else on this side. Probably what I want to get into is some more complicated things, but it'd probably be best to let them go to next time.
Okay.
We might be able to get one or two quickies in. If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's...
almost.
Okay. And if someone's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go with them, and he calls out to you, hey, are you going to be ready soon? You might tell him, well,